I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time for another Throwback Thursday segment. This week, we're going to hang out with Zoltan Mesko as he checks out the Mayflower in Plymouth.
Well, welcome to the Mayflower here. You'll find that this is a ship that we find ourselves hired by these group of people to deliver them to this New England. Good afternoon, Goodman. David Fox is my name.
Hi, very nice to meet you.
Welcome Zoltan aboard. Mesko. Zoltan Mesko, welcome aboard, Master. Shall we join the vessel?
Let's do it.
All right, very well. Oh, May Corbin, half Paris. I mean, no interruption, May Corbin. I present unto you a dignified guest onto our vessel, Master Mesko. Is that Zoltan Mesko?
Oh,
now
thank you.
Right in this way, then, Goodman. Right in this way. I say you can bring yourself all the way to the backside. Yeah.
And oh, wow. This is a little small.
Then you will not find this one so comfortable.
Nice.
I think not. No. Do remember, in my life, we do sleep sitting up. The length of the bed is for the length of our legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you look to it, there's ample room for you to sit up, isn't there?
Yes.
And that's
yes.
The nature of the bed. Yeah.
I prefer this way, the original.
Oh, sleeping on your side, all curled up like a wild animal like that. You'll grow out of it. 102 souls hired a ship that had been for so long now, 12 years, a wide ship.
So the Mayflower is a reproduction ship. It was built in England in the 50s, in the 1950s, came to America in June of 1957, arrived here on June 13th, 1957. It was the grand thank you gesture to the people of the United States from the people of England.
Well, one thing I always joke about is that I did come across in a boat, and it took us a couple months, but that wasn't true. Of course, we came over in an airplane. My family and I, we had to survive in a different culture and kind of learn the ways. And, you know, we were pretty good at adapting to what was offered. And we really took it in, for the better.
And after 66 days, brought ourselves and these people to the new world, where now they build this colony, this plantation on the land. To the entertainment of others. The boats. Upon my word. Winslow, is it? Upon me. Good man, I welcome you to good wife Winslow.
Hello, very nice to meet you.
And you, sir.
Set them right twixt that middle finger.
Okay.
We are sitting on top the hatch for the hold of the ship. All of our crates and chests and barrels and things were down there. Food, provisions.
And you're going to do that by snapping your hand down. For that's where all the commands come from. Through the conning hatch there. You can learn the snap. And the roll. Then you might make any of these sounds. That's it.
Oh, it's easy. Piece of cake.
Yeah. Now three mariners. Hey, Master Jones, bring himself into, well, what we call the great cabin of the vessel, the great cabin. We be three poor mariners newly come from the sea. We spend our life in jeopardy while...
We actually don't know an awful lot about the original Mayflower. We know her name, we know roughly her size, and we know a little bit about the kind of rigging, the rigging that she had. But beyond that, we only know that she was a mid-sized English merchant ship.
Now, is this, you can throw your trash through here?
I'll say, eh, for the relief of nature, you might set yourself to that hatch.
Uh-huh, also. That's well put.
Right.
It's interesting. History is always interesting to me, and now experiencing it is even more amazing.
And having left them here in safety, having spent the better part of 4 months to see that their homes were well built, we thus take our leave from here and bring our ship back to where she and the rest of her crew live. It's merry old England. My nation.
We be three mariners. I'll get this down. We be three mariners.
You keep practicing that. Sir, I pray, pardon. Are you in the souvenir trade? No, those are my bones.
We be three mariners.
Those are my bones, sir.
I'll just wait right here for you then, to bring my bones back when you're ready. My bones! My bones!